the truth.
Back to another episode of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RBN. It's June the 29th, 2021. And I want to pick up where I left off last time. We were talking about these individual remedies and how those related to contracts, treating government as simply commercial contracts that somehow people have agreed to, not knowing the end result of these contracts, which of course makes them fraudulent. But anyway, last time I read the real solution to this stuff. Because many people get to thinking that, this was all legal, and I need to do something legal to get out from under it. And I think both of those conclusions are incorrect. And I read from Samuel Adams, which shows that even had we agreed to these contracts, that they would not be binding, and then when we challenge them, the government and all lawful governments, any lawful government would absolutely vacate such agreements or such renunciations of our rights, or our essential natural rights. So, and I invite you to go back and re-listen to that last show where I read the Samuel Adams material. But I want to continue on because there's a destiny I want to go with this, and that is all those remedies. If they are remedies at all, are individual remedies and not social remedies. Those who advocate these individual remedies actually believe they are no other remedies, and that the best we can hope for is to live quiet, prosperous lives under an umbrella of special citizenship or want thereof and allodial titles. And if we follow the principles of property, however, outlined by John Locke in his second treatise of government that our nation was based upon, we find that none of these forms of government are lawful. Yet these individual remedy advocates give these forms of tyranny legal credence and play along with their presumption as to what this political creature is they are dealing with. And I believe even that's a dangerous thing to get into. But anyway, continuing here, why would anyone want to give legal credence and legitimacy to a mere commercial form of government where people have no rights, only corporations and contracts between people and corporations and government? Lawful government does not consist merely of commercial agreements and corporations, but is a system of law that protects the property of every individual, consisting of their life, liberty, and possessions. And none of those properties can be aliened for the creation or support of government. And I want to summarize I believe to be the indisputable facts of history of the lawfulness of government in what we call the, quote, United States, unquote. First, we originally had the Articles of Confederation, which the colonists agreed to, and this was actually during the war to free ourselves from Great Britain. And that's what we operated under. And it wasn't till after the conclusion of that that we that the Constitution of the United States was ratified. But second, those Articles of Confederation were abandoned by the founders because they were not strong enough to defend against another English attack, as not all the states were paying their fair share for defense. And that's according to Benjamin Franklin, who was a great hero of all the people of the colonies. And third, all 13 colonies or states ratified the U.S. Constitution, thereby abandoning the Articles of Confederation. This dissolved the said articles, and the U.S. Constitution became the law of the land. Fourth, then came alterations to the terms of the U.S. Constitution by law without the required amendments by the states and their citizens. This dissolved the U.S. Constitution. And five, any notion of the federal government becoming a corporation is impossible from the history we have before us, because only a creation of the people above the federal government could have power to incorporate the Union government. There is no evidence of anything the people created that is above the federal government to incorporate it or any part of it. The sixth, the federal government cannot incorporate itself. The people and their states incorporated the federal government by constituting a body to serve the several states and their citizens. And by that simply means that the people, whenever they create, bring something together to make a body, that's really the definition of incorporate. So in that sense, the federal government was incorporated from the very beginning because it was made by the states and the citizens thereof. But that didn't mean it was just a commercial entity doing business. All right, but the states could not charter the federal government outside the U.S. Constitution, as that Constitution is the charter. And where was I here? A body of the several states and their citizens. But the states could not charter the federal government outside the U.S. Constitution, as that Constitution is the charter, and no state or group of states had authority to charter the federal government in some way outside the U.S. Constitution. The whole notion that the U.S. Constitution was altered by it becoming incorporated by some kind of commercial charter within or without the U.S. Constitution is impossible in any kind of legal or lawful way. And to give credence to such a notion is legitimizing tyranny and complying with tyrannical terms. What we see today is that there are few segments of society in America that believe the government created in 1789 by the U.S. Constitution is legitimate. That concluded my kind of history that I gave before, and now I'm moving on to the idea that there's not any segments really in America that give any kind of credence to the U.S. Constitution at this point. As I said, the few segments of society in America believe the government created in 1789 is legitimate in its original form. There's some that I've heard say the original form wasn't, or by its And a lot of blacks think that too, because the slavery was incorporated, or the terms of it were inside the Constitution, and or by its illegal setting aside of the Articles of Confederation, we've heard from those people, or by violation of its terms, we hear that all the time, or the alteration by law without amendment since its inception, and that's what I say. And the left, now the left is constantly tearing at its provisions, trying to alter the Constitution in any way they can, especially to disarm the American people and to limit their free speech and to all kinds of other incursions into our freedoms and privacy. And the left also is constantly casting the founders in a bad light, saying they were racist, that their posterity remains so, and that the blacks are owed special treatment in all things for what they have suffered under white racism, as if Americans had created slavery on earth, and hence their nation they created is unworthy to remain, while those with superior ideas can reshape America by altering all the terms of the Constitution with or without amendment. And, however, the right also does not see the Constitution as a surviving, self-sustaining instrument, but has been violated and trampled underfoot of men and those who sit in its seats. The right wants to return somehow to the original intent and employ terms and phrases like, we need to take back our nation. We need to restore the Constitution. While others say, we never had a lawful Constitution. And if we did, it has been morphed into a corporation or business only. And what we have now is consent to contract commercial law by our acceptance of various state and federal licenses and benefits. So where is the lawful government is seen by anyone? It's clear those even in office really don't like its terms and are constantly altering and violating them, and the left hates it as well as its founders, and the right cannot see it protecting their property as intended. The others say there is no group solution, but an individual solution, and that freedom will only come when multitudes of individuals remove themselves from the commercial contracts and the state and federal corporations. The problem with all of this is that those who have all the resources and money are creating and directing the events and opportunities to take the world to full-blown global tyranny under an international bankarchy. And these folks do not honor individual remedies or spare a neighborhood because one of the freemen who have opted out of the contracts lives there. Do the vaccine tyrants offer any special deals for those who opted out of the commercial contract? Do the 9/11 state terrorists excuse those who opted out of the commercial contracts for complying with their so-called Patriot Act and security checkpoints and requirements? No. I mean, I'm sorry. The tyrants ask you if you've opted out of all your contracts before you become subject of one of their latest terroristic schemes. We are always just one step from another planned covert operation in its mass media cartel, telling everyone what to think about it and what new oppressive measure against the people must be implemented. We are going to be led helplessly into complete bondage unless we actually create a new social contract that all sane people can agree to, or we will be by default led by tyrants, we will let the tyrants over us, give us the next government, which will be unlawful from its inception, and it will have no provisions in it to resist it. There is no individual remedy. Either we all obtain liberty while we drag those who don't perceive of it with us, or none of us obtain it. I prefer to drag the ignorant with us rather than have us all subjected to legalized state tyranny and terrorism, which is what we have and are feeling presently. If we don't know how to construct lawful government, then we will never experience it, and we will let others who could care less create tyranny for us. Our need to create lawful government once again from scratch is not an option. It is mandatory if we are to ever obtain it. We need to get comfortable with that notion and embrace it and move towards it in faith that it is not only feasible but necessary, and also that it is God's will, for He did not create us to be slaves, but free people to serve and worship Him freely, and we cannot do that while we are slaves and harming one another under tyranny. We need to realize that global banks and powerful corporations do not own or have authority to rule the nation or the world. Only God and His Son have authority, and the Holy Spirit within all men that have authority to create lawful government for the protection of the property of everyone, consisting of their life, liberty, and possessions, which cannot be a lien for the creation or support of any state or nation on earth. Well, that kind of concludes what I wanted to get out there, and so that we can talk about that in the last half hour, and probably even starting after this break coming up. And I definitely wanted to say that this outfit, like the World Economic Forum, we talk about this, the Great Reset, and we hear the mass media talk about the Great Reset, and which what it really is the destruction of the economy and rebuilding it better. And they actually said that. They have said that, that it's the reset is the destruction of the present economy and rebuilding a better one. But, of course, that's their opinion. It's where they want to go with it, not what is lawful or legal or good for anyone. It's just merely good for the global bankarchy and the new normal, this new level of tyranny that we all have to get used to, where we have to have shots and booster shots to enter society and to come into society again, and we're to be treated like outcasts and dangerous to society if we don't get a shot. I mean, this is just abject tyranny. And are we going to just let them do this? Just A-OK because they have the media? They have the mass media so that they just get to do this? They get to tell you what all this stuff amounts to and why we need to get rid of the oil and gas industry and coal, and we need to and base it on wind and solar and all that just because they want to. They think it's better. And people perish from all this. And this vaccine stuff, this fake vaccine, that thing's really got to stop. Anyway, we'll come right back and we'll pick it up where we left off. Feel free to call in. Yeah.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Great, Julie. Thank you. I needed to really charge up. That did it. We'll get back to the topic. Okay. We got Al here from West Virginia, it looks like. Al, what's on your mind?
Well, what these legalese is, what they're doing, this corrupt system, is they, if you don't object, they consider that implied consent. So, you know, people need to object to what they're doing and challenge their jurisdiction, because they don't have any jurisdiction unless you give it to them. And you don't have to say anything to give it to them because that in their legalese, that's what they consider implied consent. And that's what that 1666 SDQV Act is all about. If you read it, they consider you, well, either you can't take care of your own estate, so we're going to take care of it for you until you come forward and show us that you're living and breathing and coherent enough to take care of it. Either you're dead or lost at sea.
Now, what is that provision you've numbered there? What is that?
1666, SDQV Act.
72,
I pronounce
what?
It V, some people pronounce it Vi, huh?
Okay, so spell it again.
1666, SDQV Act. SESTI, I believe it's C-E-S-T-I, if I remember right. V would be I, or Vi, V-I-E, if I remember right, Act. That was when in the 1666, remember when London burnt down and all the files and all the birth records, everything was burnt up. And they had the big fire in London.
Wow. So, that kind of goes back to what I'm saying, though. How would I know any of this stuff that you're talking about?
It took me 30 years, Ron, to figure this out with a lot of help. We had a study group. It took me 30 years. I was wasting all my time studying legalese and statutes and codes until we figured out, you know, somebody in the group said, wait a minute, let's check this out. We started checking it out. We started reading how they got their jurisdiction to begin with, which is, of course, is fake jurisdiction, but like I say, if you don't stand up and object, then they automatically think that they automatically take control of your estate.
Well, you know, jurisdiction. I've been dealing with this in court for many years, and jurisdiction. There's many forms of it that have to do with many different things, and whether it be state or federal or between two states or between an individual and a state or an individual in a foreign country or
jurisdiction
is complicated material.
Not if you don't contract with them. If you don't have a contract with them, they have no jurisdiction, period.
Let's say that all of this is true. I'm just going to presume that all you say here is true and that you can be subject to this particular jurisdiction when you don't, or you can actually get out of the jurisdiction by saying that you don't fall under that provision or whatever. Let's say all that's true. I don't really see how that is a solution to the predicament we're in. When you have generally a country that is operated by global bankers and terrorists and tyrants that pay for and purchase expensive things to destroy a country with and to destroy their buildings and their people and their economies, how does you and jurisdiction going to stop that? How is it going to slow down that type of tyranny and terrorism?
Well, you're not going to stop tyranny. That's just all there is to it. There's always going to be somebody out there that will kill you for a dollar. That's just the way it is. But if you educate enough people about how to do this, you know, and everybody starts challenging their jurisdiction, period, they have to prove it. And in any court, you can bring up the jurisdiction and challenge your jurisdiction at any time, even if you're in the middle of a trial or whatever. The best thing to do is stay out, do not consent. Right off the bat, just make them write. They have to put it on paper. Show me where you have jurisdiction.
Al, we're taking a break, so hang on. We'll pick it up with you as soon as we get back. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Sounds like a fun song there. I have to listen to that whole thing sometime. Okay, Al, we're back. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, good. I have a couple of questions here related to this, too. I've heard this over and over, all with people talking about jurisdiction. And I see this personally as only a defensive mechanism against the state or federal government. It's not very helpful if you have a problem with a person yourself or a fellow citizen, in that you have to have a court with jurisdiction if you've been harmed. You see, in my case, I had a case where a big major newspaper owned by National Communications Corporation actually libeled me. Well, you know, I've been harmed by libel. So what good is saying that the court doesn't have jurisdiction or somebody doesn't have jurisdiction over you when in your case you might need it? And what are you referring to? What is this jurisdiction? Like, jurisdiction is not a blanket thing that covers the world. I mean, are you talking about an income tax or a traffic ticket or property? Well, what are we talking about? Jurisdiction to do what?
Okay, let me give you the answer real simple, because you just read it before I called in about the unalienable rights. That means you can't give them jurisdiction. You cannot be a person and be a man at the same time. It tells you right there. I mean, that you answered your own question right there. Now, where have you seen in the Bible where it says persons? I've never seen that word in there. It says man.
Well,
see what I'm saying?
I've not done a complete search
well,
of the Bible.
So let's go into what you're saying about it. You say it was a newspaper? So in other words, it was defamation of character.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Okay, so defamation of character, but did they harm you? Did they physically harm you?
Yeah, well, they did harm me. They harmed my reputation, yes.
Okay, well, then you have no standing to begin with in law, in true law. The only way you would have that is if you're into fiction. If you go into fiction with statutes and codes, then you can sue and do that, and then you have to hand the jurisdiction over to somebody that arbitrates.
I didn't get that at all.
You'd have to have an arbitrator, which would be what they call a judge.
And, yeah, that's what I'm driving at.
Right. But you're stepping back into...
You'd have to have jurisdiction, too, in order to rule in the case.
You'd have to give them jurisdiction. You would have to give that...
I did.
Okay. All right. Well, then you have to go by their rules and their court rules and their statutes and codes. You'd have to prove that he... You know what I mean? But you're still staying in that. You're still staying in that realm of a fiction. You see.
Well, the whole thing's a fiction. I mean, let's get real. Anything that you create's a fiction. I mean, a government's a fiction. Slow down. Just because it's a fiction doesn't mean it's an unlawful fiction. There are unlawful fictions, and there are lawful fictions.
I disagree.
Just like there are lawful governments and there are unlawful governments.
Well, everything is a corporation. You know that. Everything's corporated.
Oh, well, I mean, a corporation simply means bringing together into a body the people of the states of the union incorporated the federal government to begin with the U.S. Constitution. That was the incorporation of the federal government with the U.S. Constitution from the very beginning. That's what it was. It's a corporation. It's bringing together in a body.
Yeah, that was incorporated. It brought states in, and they incorporated it with the United States.
The federal government could not incorporate anything because itself was incorporated. The states incorporated the federal government. That's how that worked. Now, this is what I've been saying is impossible and unlawful. The federal government can only incorporate things beneath itself, that's under its jurisdiction. And it really can't incorporate anything. It can only do what the corporate charter says, which is the U.S. Constitution.
And if you volunteer to let them incorporate you, then you become a corporate citizen.
I didn't give them any permission to, and they can't incorporate me. I have to apply for a corporation. You have to apply to be incorporated. If you want to incorporate a business or a group of people, you have to apply for that. It's just not everything out here is incorporated. Now, I've heard that that's what that these people think, that's what's happened.
Well, that's what they done it for you. They done it for you, but you didn't. They done it for you, but you didn't. You didn't protest them doing it. That's when they gave you that birth certificate, that Social Security card.
Nobody sent me any papers saying that I was now incorporated and that I now use my name with all capital letters if I want to be. None of that. That none of that is in truth has happened. And there's a lot of people that say all that kind of stuff, but it's not provable. I've yet to see it proved anywhere.
Huh. Well, it's there. You just have to look for it. Look up. Let me ask you something. Take when you get a chance. Look, type it in your computer or wherever, or your law books. Look in there and look up enemy of the state and see what that says.
Okay.
And that, yeah. I'd be very interested if you can get to that sometime. I'd be interested in listening to you and see what you can find out about that. It'll tell you right there that when the bankers took over and they done this fictitious government, which was what they're doing now, which is nothing more than stockholders in Walmart. They're setting up there. You got a president of Walmart, president of this company or that company. That's all it is. It's all a scam. It's what's going on. But anyhow, type it in. When they took over, they considered all citizens of the United States as enemies of the state.
Well, that's interesting. That's an actual law.
Look it up yourself, and then get back. I'll listen for you.
Okay.
Because lots of times people can't understand how I explain things, but if they read it for themselves, then it's a lot easier for you to understand. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not a very good explainer, I guess I would say. I'm a good litigator.
Yes, well, it's a complicated
good explainer.
Thing, and there's a lot of people that have been saying all these things for years and years and years, and most people are just,
quoting
all that material.
I got proof. I filed my paperwork. I filed.
Now, what do you mean you filed your paperwork?
Let
me ask you, what did you file and what did you think it did? And what did this document do?
What it done was took me completely out of their jurisdiction, period.
Whose jurisdiction?
The statutes and codes, this federal government.
There are
and the state
statutes and there are federal statutes and the. So this instrument, what did you call the instrument, and what did it actually do?
It took their jurisdiction off of me.
Again, there. Who is there?
Well, you know, Ron, I don't want to go back and forth, waste your time there. You're going to have to look this stuff up. But I'll tell you what, if you prove that you're a living, breathing man and not a fiction, then they have no jurisdiction, period. It's just plain and simple. You file it in public record. File it in public record. Give them a year to respond. If they don't do it in a year and they contest it, then it becomes law.
Let me ask you another question. You prove you're a living, breathing man, and let's pretend we had a lawful government here, which was conform to all of its provisions under a constitution. Are you telling me, because you're a living, breathing man, that there's no entity on earth that would have jurisdiction over you?
No, that's not
even
what
if
I'm saying.
You were a part,
but then they would.
Created,
but then they would have to, Ron. Then they would have to abide by the Constitution, which is not what they're doing now.
Well,
it
that's
tells
not
you in
a
the Constitution, the first ten amendments.
That's not a matter of you being a living, breathing man than with nobody having jurisdiction. That's a matter of a dissolved, unlawful government, not your not jurisdiction. Well, certainly, if it's dissolved, it has no jurisdiction. But that doesn't have anything to do with whether you're a living, breathing man or a fiction or anything else.
Ron, I'm talking about these people that are claiming to be lawful, that they're nothing but legal. That's what I'm talking about. These courts today, the government today, they're not lawful. They're not lawful at all. They might make you believe that you're lawful.
It has nothing to do with whether you're a living, breathing man.
Okay, well, you'll see. It might take you a while. It took me 30 years, so it might take you a while. You know, how long have you been studying law?
All right. Well, I'm sorry. What did you say, Al?
I said, how long have you been studying law?
Oh, man, I don't even know. I've been to the Supreme Court of Texas, though, about seven times. So I'm no newcomer. I've studied all. I've been with the Republic of Texas and all these guys. So I've heard all these arguments, and I've hosted them and live streamed them and been around them, and I'm yet to be convinced of all these things. I mean, and I've yet to see the proof. So, you know, I've been here a long time.
I respect your opinions and your thoughts. There's no problem there.
Okay. You know. Well, thanks for calling, Al. I got a couple of more callers, so I appreciate that, though. That was very good.
Okay, Ron.
Thank you, Al. Okay. All right, Jim from Illinois. How you doing?
Yeah, what's up, Ron?
Same old thing.
Yeah, well, you know, for the sake of discussion only, and, you know, I don't care to get in an argument. Just, you know, it would appear that it is conquest being conducted by lawfare. And when you get into conquest, man, you're going to put up, right now they're putting up these creatures or agents of the state, whatever mechanism they're in, are putting up a good front, all right? But they're conducting warfare against each man here. And they're doing so as they move forward to cancel our birthright title. Now, one of the guys who made comment on this was Russell Means. He says, "Hey, welcome to the reservation." I'll paraphrase. We're all Indians now, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, it's like what I read to you in that Hale versus Henkel case from 1906. You know, it's in the dicta on these things, and these guys, you know, what they're laying down are first principles of law a lot of times, you know.
Yes.
And then bounce over to Obergefell versus Hodges. The first sentence in that thing that Justice Kennedy lays down is the Constitution promises liberty to all within its reach. That's jurisdiction. Liberty that includes certain specific rights that allow, now they're going to, this is the interesting word, that allow persons within a lawful realm, okay, another jurisdictional reference here, lawful realm, to define and express their identity. So that's a very interesting sentence to start out that case. And it's inclusive, not exclusive.
Yes.
As I tried to explain before, jurisdiction, and you were, you know, and I think all three of us who have been talking this just here shortly, recently, understand that jurisdiction is an abstract, a fiction of law. It is a representation of the natural order, basically. All right?
Yeah, okay.
We do so to protect our property rights. But when you have guys who are performing lawfare or conquest through lawfare, you know, they disregard these things. You know, as it is, you know, if you look at the first article or First Amendment of the what they call the Bill of Rights, these are the thou shalt nots to any administrative agent, any corporation, any body that calls itself a government, that the thou shalt not, you know, don't mess with what our conviction of conscience is, our religion. Don't mess with our free speech. Don't mess with our free press. And that is not just limited to somebody who calls themselves a media outlet. That includes each and every man to press. Have you ever heard the term pressed and passed upon? I know you had if you've been studying law that long, you've had to read it in some of the cases, haven't you?
What's the term again?
What'd
you say?
Press and passed. You know, it's like when you bring up issues and contention in the court of law. And see, so you press. Freely press your speech. Why? It's based on your conviction of conscience. How do you do so? In your lawful realm, which is your peaceful assembly. Seek any and all redress of grievance, whatever it may be. Those are peaceful means of trying to right things. The next clause.
We're going to come up on a break here in just a second, Jim.
How many seconds?
Well, I don't know, but it's not very much.
Anyway, so. I think I can wrap this up pretty quick, man, and get out of the way. Bounce.
Okay.
But the next one is...
Well, hang on,
right,
Jim.
I'll give you a couple
minutes on the other side of this, and then we'll take Jerry real quick, hopefully. Okay, thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Music there. That's driving. Thank you, Julie. Well, back to Jim here. I know you would like to finish up, and maybe we can take this subject on again here. And I trust me, I'll be covering the ground all the time and moving along. But my question, and I think what I hear from you and from the other callers we had today too, they are still not addressing what my complaint is. And that is that these individual solutions to tyranny are only are very ineffective, even for the individual, because what I'm saying is these individual solutions, by getting out of their jurisdiction or getting out of the corporation or changing your citizenship, all these things do not insulate you from the overall major forms of tyranny they are instituting.
A tyrant is nothing more than a cat with a three-piece and Stacy Adams, all right? And he's a criminal. So, you know, that's what I've got to say about that. And, you know, I'm not necessarily sure I want to be, in one respect, insulated from anything. I own this government. You own this government. You have been usurped by invaders, all right? This is war against you, against me, and against every man, whether he knows it or not. But anyway, hey, you take Jerry.
We'll catch up with this another time,
all right? Be well, blessed Liberty.
We'll keep beating it till we make something out of it, okay? Okay. Well, Jerry, I'm sorry. You don't have much time. You got about a minute. Go ahead.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Respect to the one gentleman that said that there, the word persons does not occur in the Bible, and you said you weren't sure. There are exactly 107 verses in the Bible, King James Bible, that use the word person or persons.
Okay.
To be able to understand what each of the definitions, there are 17 different definitions. To be able to understand that, it would take me somewhere around 14 hours to review all of those meanings.
Okay.
So I wanted to let you know that there are some people that actually do things to an extreme level. And
yes,
I do appreciate people's emotions, but yes, most people have zero confidence of being in a courtroom. Zero confidence.
True. Sure, yes.
So I'd like to just leave with that. It's simple, not a lot of time. 107, you know.
Well, thank you for doing that research. I didn't have the time to do that during the show, you know. But he said it didn't appear, and you've proved it does appear.
Well, I'd be surprised if you could do that research without having the book I've got.
Well, I can do a search. Anyway, well,
thank you, Jerry. And if you would like, ask the court operator for my phone number. I'd be happy to visit with you.
Please do it. Leave your number with her. Okay. Thank you, Jerry. We'll see you Thursday.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
There we go.
This is RBN,
yeah, it froze on
the Republic Broadcasting Network.